Today on episode number 409 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/409, we're going to answer this question.
Hello, Dave. This is Joe Hicks from the Above Average Joe Show.
Hey, Joe.
www.theaboveaveragejoe.com. And I just finished listening to episode 406 of the School of Podcasting. And you mentioned in there that you're going to be talking about editing and how to determine what should be edited out of a long interview. I've done two interviews now. Both of them have gone over an hour and a half. And I would like to hear your thoughts on how can I keep the interview from going an hour and a half in the first place, but maintain a good conversation flow with my guest and keep them on task so that I don't have to do 2 hours of editing. Love to hear your thoughts on that. I'm a huge fan of your show. I'm a huge fan of Dave Jackson. Keep up the good work, buddy. Appreciate it.
Joe, thanks so much for the call. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, and I am thanking you, really, from the bottom. Can you hear it? Bottom of my heart, baby, for tuning in. Look, you're busy. You're taking time to listen to me, and I really, really appreciate it. If you're new to the show, look, I'm going to bring my 20-plus years of technical training to the microphone. We're going to flatten the learning curve as we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording and producing, as I lead you down the path to pain-free podcasting. I'm so grateful you are here. And as we heard at the beginning of the show, Joe Hicks wants to know, hey, Dave, I'd love to hear your insights into editing. And so that's what we're going to do today. Now, you know, I always like to start off the show with either a podcast success story or some news or what I call because of my podcast. And you can send these in. All I'm looking for is the answer to the question, because of my podcast. So any way you're benefiting from your podcast, I would love to hear from it. Just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And every Saturday at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time at schoolofpodcasting.com/live, I do the Ask the Podcast Coach show. If you've ever thought, man, I'd like to talk to Dave. Hey, I'm there every Saturday. Where are you? And my co-host Jim Cullison from theaverageguy.tv let out one of these because of my podcast stories. I said, hey, I'm going to use that. Here it is.
You know, you're always asking for because of my podcast story. So because I, way back in the day, I joined somebody on a podcast. I started my own podcast. And after I started my own podcast, I got the opportunity to podcast at work. And because it went so well at work, I got an opportunity to build this studio. And so I'm learning a whole bunch of stuff about that. So because of my podcast, Dave, I got to do all those things.
So here he is. He's actually now doing podcasts for his job. And for those of you who have headphones on, you're probably going, Dave, you shouldn't be typing during that. That was actually during the recording. And mental note, we're going to talk about editing today. That would be an easy fix. Here I have, I'll go ahead and type something now. Here, let me just type my name. All right, here that is in the background. And I've got a noise gate on. I'm surprised that's getting picked up. But nonetheless, might want to invest in a quieter keyboard. And there are those that might argue and say, that's not really editable. And we're going to talk about that today. What is and isn't editing? And this is the first thing I should say right up front. This is my opinion. This whole thing is my opinion. And I went out and I looked up some stuff. I did. A lot of stuff on the internet. And it says, the writer who breeds more with words than he needs is making a chore for the reader who reads. I need a beat behind that. So the writer who breathes more words than he needs is making a chore for the reader who reads. Because that actual quote is by the original rapper. No, not Ice-T and Final Level Podcast. That is the one, the only Dr. Seuss. Yes, I am, said Sam, I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. Word. When you don't edit, you're creating a chore for your listener in some cases. I like this one. I found the best way to revise your own work is to pretend somebody else wrote it and then rip the living crap out of it. That's by Don Roth. You write to communicate to the hearts and minds of others. Now, they're talking about writing a book, but we create content to communicate to the hearts and the minds of others what's burning inside you. So many people start a podcast because they say, well, I had something to say. I was listening to other podcasts. They weren't saying what I wanted to talk about, so I made my own. So we have this burning passion inside of us for a topic, and he says, and we edit to let the fire show through the smoke. That's by a person named Arthur Plotnick. And here's another one. You might say, really? Do we need editing? Well, one of the most consistent content producers is a little guy by the name of Steven Spielberg. He says, I love editing. It's one of my favorite parts about filmmaking. And many moons ago, I think it was the second New Media Expo out in California, I got to go to the Tonight Show and watch a taping of it with Jay Leno. And Jay Leno came out, and I'm still not sure exactly what happened, but he comes out and it's like, yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. And then all of a sudden he went, we'll just do it again. And we're all like, huh? And sure enough, Jay walked behind the curtain again. It's the Tonight Show. And out he came and he did it again and kind of made a joke about how he felt like he was doing it again. But something happened and obviously that didn't make it to the very final, you know, broadcast of that. So editing in some ways is needed because we're, what's it called again? Oh, that's right. Human. There are movies, if you think about it, where people are paid, they're paid a lot of money to read words into a camera, but yet there's always an editor. Because again, we are human. One of the reasons I think that people don't like editing is number one, let's be obvious, it's more time. It's more time involved in this. But the other one is, as someone who's done public speaking, if I have, let's say somebody says, hey, we want you to do a talk on the power of podcasting for 30 minutes. No problem. Do that with my hands tied behind my back and blindfolded. Now somebody says, great. You know what? We had something happen. Can you take that 30 minutes and condense it down to like 18? That's a different story because I have to figure out what do I really want to say? And I have to, if I'm going to hit all the same points, I got to pick out the gems and I got to find a better way to explain this in less time and less words. And now, obviously with podcasting, there is no technical time limit. Valerie Geller in her book about powerful radio says there is no such thing as too long, only too boring. So yeah, we don't have to worry about running out of room on the CD or things of that nature. But on the other hand, we don't want to waste our audience's time. So I came up with a couple guidelines here, what I'm going to call the golden rules of content editing. And I just say, basically, when I edit, I listen through the ears of my audience. And so when I edit my show, I think about what you want to hear. If I'm not sure if I should cut something, I always ask myself, what would my audience do? You know, is this something that you're going to go, wow, I'm glad you left that in there. And the other one is it should never sound edited. If somebody says something and I ask them a question, they go, I think I could do that. And they keep on going. It's going to be hard to cut out that and the where they go into the word I, that if I wanted to, I could dig out a scalpel and dig it out. But I like to go for what's called low hanging fruit. Golden rule. Well, there you go. There's an edit point. I'm going to leave that in. I'll be doing that today. I'm not going to edit as much as I normally do, just so you can see what I'm cutting out. But rule number three, if you want somebody to promote your podcast and they're a guest on your show, they better sound good. Because I'm not going to promote something where I sound like I'm underwater frying bacon. That sounds kind of snooty, but you know what I mean? You don't want to go, yeah, look, I had the opportunity to go on this podcast where I sound like crap. If you want someone to promote it, you better make them sound good. And that's one of the things when I really listen is if I was that interviewee, would I want that out there? Think through the ears, think or listen. See, again, there's another edit point. Listen through the ears of your audience. Always try to make it sound like it's not been edited. And if you want someone to promote your show and you're doing an interview show, and by all means, you don't have to do an interview show, make sure they sound good. It's better to make them sound good than to make you sound good. Because in theory, We're always saying a way to grow your audience is to have people on your show and then let them promote it to their peeps. Well, you better give them something to promote. Now, I know. A lot of you going, hey, man, I want to keep it real. We just hit record and we let it go, man. It's a conversation. Isn't that what podcasting is about? It's free. And I love to improv. We hit the microphone. My buddies get around. We have a couple brews and we see what happens. You know what? By all means, it's podcasting. You have absolutely 100% anything you can do. You can do that. I'm just saying movies, television shows, music, most things play. Well, I guess plays get edited before they get, before the performance comes on. A lot of practice involved. Those all get edited and people pay money for it. Now, does that mean, Dave, do you mean if I don't edit, I'll never have a sponsor? No, let's not go extreme here. So I know back in the day, 2004, you could start a podcast. You could talk into the built-in microphone of your laptop if you wanted to, and it sounded like this. Over. Right. It's not 2004. You know, Milton Berle was the king of the TV back in, what, the 50s? Well, of course he was. He was up against a test pattern. Pretty much, right? And it's 10 years have gone by in podcasting. So there wasn't a lot of competition, but there is now. There is. And if I have great content that sounds like caca poo-poo and great content that sounds great, which one am I going to listen to? Which one doesn't waste my time? I understand. Yes, you can do just, hey, I'm going to wing it, man. Have some booze with my buds. By all means, go right ahead. Three Guys, One Brain, the podcast. It's phenomenal. There probably is one called that, right? But anyway, so the question is, you know, should you edit? And I'm a big fan of saying yes. We did this on the Podcasters Roundtable a couple rounds ago. I'll put a link to that out in the show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com/409. So people don't edit because it takes time. And it's harder sometimes to make a shorter podcast than it is to make a longer one. So how do you fix this editing time? Step one, be prepared. One of the reasons we have is our brain is trying to figure out what to say next. And I hear myself do this a lot. When I'm doing something like the podcast review show or the Ask the Podcast Coach show, those are live shows. And if you listen to me on those, I'm not that good live. I'm just not. Because what I'll do is I'll start saying something on topic A. And while I'm doing that, I really figure out what I'm going to say. And then I'll go zag and I'll come up with another way of saying it. So I'll start a sentence kind of like, you know, when you do the, and then I'll say the real thing. I call that a start-stop kind of situation. And what's going on is your brain's trying to figure out what to say, and we're not used to just having this. Dead air, right? So a lot of that is preparation. If you do an interview, have some questions planned to use as what I call a game plan. Now, this isn't an interrogation. Question number six. Where were you on the night of the 15th? No, it's a guideline so that if you're having a conversation and you kind of just blah, all of a sudden just, you had this cool topic going, you've beat the topic to death and you're like, okay, now where do we go? You look over at your sheet. Okay, let's talk about this now. But there are times I'll play you today and this is going to be the fun part. There you go. There was a half a step. Did you hear that? I was halfway through that sentence and I just figured out what I was going to say because I have bullet points in front of me. I'm going to play you audio that I've edited today. So it's interesting that I'm going to play stuff that normally I think would bore you. And I've been struggling with this. Like, how do I play boring audio without boring you with the boring audio? It's going to be kind of interesting to do that. So I'm going to be here with you suffering through it. Okay. And, but I have the questions as a game plan. And then I refer to it as, just a cheat sheet to go back. Because sometimes that conversation needs a poke. Here's something else you can do. So be prepared. Number one, know who you're talking to. Have some questions going. If you're doing a solo podcast like this, I've got, here, let me give you my bullet points. Don't mess up. Give your guest a target. What to listen for when editing. Train wrecks, low-hanging fruit. No, over-answer. Listen. TMI, tangents, that's my bullet points. So I am as much as prepared as I like to be. So be prepared. And we'll talk about that a lot as we go forward. Number two, if you can, and man, do I wish I could do this. Don't mess with your stuff. Don't move your microphone. Don't change this. My fun-filled situation, when I do the podcast review show, I use one configuration. When I do Ask the Podcast Coach, I have the world's... I try to diagram this for somebody, and PowerPoint exploded because I'm taking live calls as I'm streaming over Mixler, as I'm doing a Google Hangout Live. It's a lot of things going on, and that's why I recommend people do not start live. But if you can, if possible, set your equipment up and leave it. Those will eliminate those technical issues that happen, and it's an easy fix. That's what we're going to be talking about today, easy fixes. So be prepared. Well, you also want your guest to be prepared, and this really, really helps. I was interviewed on a show a while back, and somebody asked me what my favorite book was, and at the time, I wasn't really sure, 100% sure, who I was talking to. And we always say one of the key ingredients of a podcast is to identify your target market. And as a guest, I didn't really know who I was talking to. And so when they asked, what's your favorite book? I was kind of like, who am I talking to again? Because if it's a fitness book, I like Fit or Fat by Covert Bailey. If it's a marketing book, it's probably something by Gary Vaynerchuk. It depends on who the audience is. And so if you want to keep people on task, let them know who they're talking to. I was interviewed on the Boomer Business Owner podcast. This will be coming up in the future. And here's what it says. I love it. He says, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed. Please keep in mind your audience is made up of baby boomers, 49 to 67, who have either never ventured into an online business at some point and may have started or currently do run an online business with modest to no positive results. They're generally online business newbies. I knew exactly who I was talking to. And he went down, I'd like the interview to be around 25 minutes plus or minus. As we have a number of topics to cover, I ask that you be concise with your answers. That is awesome because I have typically a 30-second answer to a question. I have the 5-minute answer. And in the case here, I kind of gave about the 2-minute answer. He says, my goals here are threefold. Help listeners glean some useful information, see if they resonate with you for future business, walk away with 1 to 2 pieces of actionable advice. Please check to see that your mobile phones, your Skype reminders, your notifications are turned off and do an audio quality check. It was really pretty cool to see that. It gave me a very clear picture of who I was talking to and what, in this case, he was looking for. And I did mention, in this case, this is Charlie Posnick, really cool guy, and reached out to me and said, hey, I'm doing this show, and I think my audience might be interested in starting a podcast. Would you be interested in coming on the show? And you know me, talk about podcasting, twist my arm. So give your audience a target. And I know there's a lot of us that want to wing it, and there are interviews when we wing it. Here in the States, one of the top improv comedy groups is called Second City. And I was in Chicago once, and I got to go see Second City. And I'm here to tell you, I'm going to say 30% of the time, I thought it was funny. But there was a lot of me going, well, that was 5 minutes I'll never get back. And I've heard a lot of podcasts that love to improv. They love the art of improv. And by all means, I'm not saying you can't improv. I'm just saying that 70% of the time, you're probably not going to connect with me. With me. This is my opinion. So keep that in mind. And you don't have to give your interview the questions ahead of time. I usually give them an idea. Here's what I'm looking for. When I interviewed John Biscola last week, and I kind of told John, hey, here's what I'm looking for. I understand you're a marketing person and you've helped people create podcasts. We want kind of some podcast success stories as well as how you create your show. So John kind of knew that ahead of time. I didn't really give him any questions. And you'll hear today, I'm going to play some train wrecks that I've had. And you'll hear we're in the middle of my interview with John. I was just like, and then we kind of game planned the rest of the interview right there live. So it's not always as pretty behind the scenes as you think it is. Hence why it's called editing. So I'm going to show my mud today. I'm going to peel back the curtain And one of the things that I should do that I don't, but I should let my, if I'm doing an interview, I should let them know that I might pause between questions. So if there's just this weird empty air, it's not a big deal. I'm just looking for my next question. Because what happens is they will do an over answer, and I'll talk about what those are here in a minute. But like I said, give your guest a target. Let them know who they are talking to. Let the guest know approximately how long the interview should be. And then the other thing is, what happens if you have somebody who just runs off the road? Well, a couple weeks ago, we did a podcast review show, myself and Eric K. Johnson of PodcastTalentCoach.com. Great interview, great guy, and a great co-host. We've brought him on that show. And we were interviewing the Catholic Travel Journal. And in their episode, they kind of had a guest who in this case was a Catholic priest. And we were talking about how the fact that he kind of didn't really stay on topic. And here's a clip from that show.
In the middle of your podcast, your details are great. I think your storytelling is fantastic. There are times where the iPadre just kept on going. He was like a runaway horse. And some of his stories were great. They just got really, really long. And and he started veering away from where you were going. And sometimes you'll run into a guest like that, that just won't stop talking for you to get a word in edgewise. And if he starts kind of owning the show and running away with it, you'll need to find ways to jump in and stop him from talking and refocus him. So if there was a part where he's talking about all of these churches and you said, fantastic, what were your biggest memories? And he starts talking about all of these churches and he just starts going on and on and on about it. What you could do is say, Father, let me stop you right there. That basilica that you saw in Rome where you joined two other priests for the holy day, tell me about that. How did that all come about? Or what was the church like? Or what sense came over you the minute you walked through the door of that church? What could you sense? You know, and just kind of focus him and just jump in and stop him. Hold on one second. Let me stop you right there. That particular episode, what happened there? What did you do about it? You know, ask him questions to kind of get him back on track and refocus his answer a little bit. Don't just let him start running down a rabbit hole and you don't have any idea where he's going. And all of a sudden you're trying to chase him and get him back over to what we're talking about.
And I think the way you did that, because I could see where that would be a little uncomfortable to interrupt, you know, a priest. You're like, well, hold on. But the way you did that is, hey, I want to know more about that. It's kind of like, this is why I'm interrupting you, because you just pushed a button and I want to know more about that. So before you get off over here, tell me about that. And I don't think somebody would feel like, hey, what are you interrupting me for? I'm in the middle of my story here. It's like, hold on.
Yeah, that's different than telling him, okay, it's time to stop talking.
Exactly. Tell me more about that right there. And then that'll kind of bring them back on. And as soon as they start telling you more about that, they'll forget about the thing they were chasing that had nothing to do with our story.
Yeah, I've heard other people go, but no, pick one, you know, and it's kind of like, to me, I like what Eric said a little better, because it sounds like I'm more interested as opposed to, hey, answer the question. It's not quite right. So Mike Wallace that way of bringing somebody back. So those are some tips. By having your guest understand what you're shooting for, what you're looking for, and then if they do go off the path, when you hear something where you're like, that's what I would like to talk about, just go, ooh, hold on a second. Let me interrupt you there because I'm really interested in what you just said. I don't think that's going to offend someone. And since we're here playing a clip from the podcast review show, let me let you know that right now, Eric and I are looking to kind of stockpile a bunch of episodes. We've said that in the past here on this show. It's always good to have a couple in the can. And so we're looking to have a couple in the can. So right now, if you go over to podcastreviewshow.com, you'll see a button there. If you go to review me, podcastreviewshow.com/review me, you will see a button there. And if you use the coupon code SOP50, you can get 50% off of a podcast review. And this is a limited time until we get a bunch in the can. So if you've ever wanted to get some insights from someone who's not named Mom about your podcast, now is the time to go over to podcastreviewshow.com/review me. Use the coupon code SOP50. So in the end, it's about being prepped. Because if you think about it, people that do, quote, live podcasting or live theater, those people are ready. They're ready to go when the lights come on. And the more ready you are, the less time you're going to spend going, ugh, I got to cut that out. All right. So let's talk about some of the things to look for when you're editing. And again, this is just me. I don't do this on every episode, but these are the things that I look for. And usually they're fairly easy to fix. Now, the first one is what I call just a good old fashioned train wreck. Now, I've said over and over and over and over that doing podcasting live adds a complexity to it. And in the case of the Ask the Podcast Coach show, which I do every Saturday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at schoolofpodcasting.com/live. On occasion, this is last week's. It sounds like this. Ask the Podcast Coach for May 10th, 2014.
Thinking up your skin.
Hey, guess what? You know, that's half the fun of this show. I was good all thing. Set. Did you hear it? I muted everything.
It's the good wrong thing we're going to talk about fails.
That's all right. We're going to talk about fun. That's the podcast review show. I wonder because I'm like, where? Oh, never mind. Ask the Podcast Coach. All right. I can do this. Composure. So the fun part of that, if you're like going, I don't get it. What was the blooper? Yeah, I played the intro music for the podcast review show after starting the Ask the Podcast Coach show. And another thing of lovely live taking live calls. You think that would be fun? Not always. No, we do have a caller. Here we go. I'm going to assume this is Emilio. So Emilio, you're on with Dave and Jim. What's your question? You're on with Dave and Jim. Remember we talked about how live is fun? Yep, he's not muted. So caller ending in 0240, you're on with Dave and Jim.
Maybe not.
Isn't live fun? There you go. Not exactly adding a lot of value to the conversation or to the episode. So consequently, that would get cut. So we've talked a lot about prep, and that's how come about, because your brain's trying to figure out what to say while you figure out what you're going to say. And so I had a really big challenge once. We did a episode of the podcast review show, and we reviewed Monkey Radio at monkeyradio.info, and Mark was on, and we ended up having a really good conversation, but it went almost 2 hours. And so I had to cut that down to an hour. And so this is an example of, number one, Mark had talked about Saturday Night Live and how they have their intro and they have the skit and then they have the introduction and then they have the monologue and things like that. And so sometimes you have to look at what is the topic you're talking about? Does it fit? And in some cases, you just have too much information and you don't need all those details. So let me play you a little clip here of this.
So I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that it's
and I want to stop right there. Here he said, so it's and then he went in and started it. So that's like a you start left and then zag right. Let's play that again.
So I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that it's that was what my thinking was.
So one of those things in here is this is what I call low hanging fruit. And it's this.
That was.
So here again is him talking again. I think now that's an example right there of something I might keep, because in some cases it's but it's also right next to a of the last word. So you have to kind of cut close to the bone to get that. There we go. So if I cut that out, and again, this has to sound like it's unedited. So if I listen to this now.
So I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that that was what my thinking was.
So you can hear that's Mark trying to get his thought together. And I do that all the time. So again, we're not judging here. So let's listen to what this sounded like later.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that that was what my thinking was.
What I want to help you do is understand what.
Okay, so what I want to show you now is let's listen to Eric's part of this conversation. And again, I'm trying to cut things way down. And so originally, Eric had said this.
And then help you get there. Okay, so let's take a look at Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live opens cold.
So there again, another low-hanging fruit. Let's get that out of there. So it's
Let's take a look at Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live opens cold with their funny bit. You know, they're parodying GM or the president or whatever.
Right. So here, Eric had basically covered material that Mark had kind of already done. Now, we were reviewing it, but in the essence of time, I wanted to cut it out. So we ended up with Eric's response sounding like this.
Okay, so let's take a look at Saturday Night Live. It's funny bit, open, intro, funny bit, show. So they really only have four elements there.
So that was way cut down from what he said, but here's the key. I edited the content. I didn't change the meaning because I don't want to take people's content and end up having them say things that they didn't say. That would be a huge no-no. But this was a way to get the meat and potatoes of Eric's response in fewer words. And we didn't lose anything because Mark had already talked about the intro of that. And so it made it an easy pick to pull that out and say, hey, we've already talked about that once. And I cut that out. So it cut down that clip. One of the things you want to listen for is what happens. We always say when you do an interview, try not to ask yes or no questions. But if you ask a question like that and they say no, chances are it's going to get pulled. So here is a clip from, the podcast review show. We were reviewing FastPitch.tv with Gary Leland, and I asked him about a new podcast. So let's play with this one a little bit. You're going to be launching a podcast where you interview podcasters?
Not really. I'm trying to, but that's a hard thing to do for what I want to do. I want to do a podcast on using new media to actually sell products, like real life products.
So here we have a couple of things at the beginning of this one where I'm struggling getting out the question. So that can go. And then we have this whole weird Skype thing where that's just Skype kind of hiccuping. So let's listen to that.
I'm trying.
So what I can do is come back here and edit that out. And I'm still kind of get his same answer. So now the edited version of this would sound like this. You're going to be launching a podcast where you interview podcasters?
I'm trying to, but that's a hard thing to do for what I want to do. I want to do a podcast on using new media to actually sell products.
And I could actually stop it right there if I wanted to. And so that's an example of, in some cases, number one, what happens when Skype goes kablooey? And that's where in many cases, what I always say, if you want to speed up editing, here's write this one down. If you want to speed up your edits, when you make a mistake, and if it's something you're doing solo, pause for 10 seconds. It will make it so obvious when you go back to edit this later where the edits are. So keep that in mind. But that's an example of, hey, he said no, so there really wasn't much of a need to put that in there. And really, the other thing with this particular one, with that episode, it was kind of interesting because typically it's tips on how to increase your engagement with your audience on the podcast review show and point out things that maybe you could fix. Well, Gary has a really good show. And so that show almost turned into an interview show. And so I was trying to cut out things that were more of an interview and get it back on track of focusing on what was working for Gary's show and what wasn't working for that. So again, sometimes the topic will help dictate, does this stay or not? Now, another thing you want to listen to when you're editing is, does your guest, if you're doing a guest, answer your question? Because in some cases, again, they may not give you an actual answer to your question. They'll give you an answer, but it doesn't answer that. So let's listen to this clip. This again is from the podcast review show. And when we were talking with Mark from Monkey Radio, I did have one question before we start. Who do you consider is your target audience?
The real answer is anyone who will listen. That's the real answer.
Well, first things first, while we're here, we can get rid of that low hanging fruit, which of course is, and you always want to make sure it still sounds natural. So who do you consider is your target audience?
The real answer is anyone who will listen. That's the real answer. We're new. So
there's another one. So while we're here, is that taking a lot of time?
That's the real answer. We're new, so we're finding that audience. But the truth is, anyone who will get us. I recently heard a comedian mention...
Did you hear him change the channel right there?
Who will get us. I recently heard a comedian mention that he was in an audience... playing to an audience
essence of time here.
People.
About 990 of them hated him, but 10% were laughing. He said, I was playing to that 10%, those 10 people, excuse me. And to me, I know that doesn't sound like a great business model, but I didn't get into doing a podcast to be a business model. I got in it to do, not to be self, make myself more than it is, but I'm doing this art, if you will. I'm doing it as a production, as a piece, an extension of myself, a piece of entertainment. Someone's going to enjoy it. If I enjoy it. If
people involved with it enjoy it. Someone's going to enjoy it. That's who I'm playing to. If you're looking for demographics.
Ah, there's the actual answer.
I think probably we're going to be playing largely.
So I could come in now and take out that whole part. Again, nothing wrong with that answer. It just wasn't what I was looking for. I asked him a question. He gave me a different answer. And in the end, you end up with. Where we start. Who do you consider is your target audience?
The real answer is anyone who will listen. That's the real answer. We're new, so we're finding that audience. But the truth is, anyone who will get us. If you're looking for demographics, I think probably we're going to be playing largely 30 to 55. I know that.
Now, if I wanted to, that sounded like pretty low-hanging fruit. Let's see what that sounds like.
Probably we're going to be playing large 30 to 55.
Yeah, that doesn't work here. So let's go back and see here.
Playing largely 30 to 55.
So if I try to
I know
get
that's probably not a real demographic, but
this is the kind of edit I won't make because I've got to bust out the scalpel to figure out where the end of largely, and that's probably not going to sound good because I said one of the things is it can't sound edited. So let's see how that is.
Playing largely.
See, I still have some of the and if I wanted to, I could fade out the part of E here. So I will fade that out. So it sounds like
being largely 30 to 55.
Now, the question is, does that sound edited? Now, sometimes you have to realize that the average person who's not listening for edits isn't going to hear that.
We're going
to
be playing largely 30 to.
Now, if I get rid of that space in the middle.
We're going to be playing largely 30 to 55. I know that's probably not a real demographic, but.
Not sure I'm happy with that, but. I think that sounds a little edited, but you can see where we had somebody who gave us background information on his answer. And in that case, we really had to have just the answer. We had to go total dragnet on that and just the facts. I don't really have an example of this one, but I want to talk about it. It is what I call an over answer. And this is where you're recording somebody via Skype or some way that they can't see you and you can't see them. So what happens is you ask them a question and they give you an answer. Well, you're listening to their answer and they get done with their answer and you're trying to figure out, do I do a follow-up question here on what they just said or do I go back to my page of questions? And as you try to figure that out, there's a lot of this. Right, empty space. So consequently, your guest thinks, oh, Dave must want me to continue on with more detail. So they give you more detail that you don't really need because technically they just answered the question. And so this is where, again, prepping people, you might put on your page. I will pause after each answer as I determine the best route for the conversation. Something like that. You can let them know that, hey, if there's an awkward pause, it's okay. But that's what happens a lot. And I will go in and say, you know, really, they've answered the question from here to here. This second half of this question, they're just repeating themselves. That's an over answer and it's not needed. Another thing to look for, and kind of like we got there, is too much information. You ask somebody, what did you have for lunch? And not only did they tell you what you had for lunch, but how they cooked it, when they ate it, and what they used. Really, I just needed to know, did you have a sandwich, a burger, a salad? Just looking for that. Not so much, oh yeah, I had a salad. We had four tomatoes. It was four different, don't need that. Just get to that, stick to that, and go from there. Another one is tangents. Now, this for me is when I'm listening to me and it's just me, I'm listening to make sure that I stayed on track. Because what happens is a tangent is basically where for a second, of course, can you put air quotes up for me? For just a second, we're going to leave the topic and talk about topic B. Well, in the middle of topic B, you go, oh, yeah, and then you go to topic C and then maybe D. Well, you're so far from topic A that the person's listening going, what? And it's just not, it's ADD theater, basically. And I can say that because I'm somewhat ADD. And so I'm listening for those to see, did I go off topic? Did I go way off? And again, does the information, is the tangent relevant to the audience? Is the audience going to follow me in the tangent, Or are they going to go, what the heck is he talking about spoons for in the middle of this podcast about whatever? So you want to listen for train wrecks, low-hanging fruit, those easy standalone ums and no's and things like that. You want to listen for, did the guest say no to something? You want to listen for over answers where either A, they're giving you an answer and they're not answering your question, or B, they've given you two answers for the same question and really you just need one. You want to make sure that you listen to the question. So again, that goes back to, did they answer your question? I marked down, what did I ask here? I'll put a little mark in the software. Now for editing, I use Adobe Audition to assemble my podcast. If I'm going to do heavy editing, and it's probably because it's the first thing I've always used, I use Sony SoundForge. As you heard when we're playing that clip from Mark, I was able to speed it up and I can listen at 1.78. I can actually listen at about 2.25, but if I want to stop it and start it and really understand what I'm listening to, I slow it down to 1.78, which again is almost double the speed. But you want to listen, and I will mark where the question starts and then kind of mark where the question end, where the answer ends, and go, did they answer the question? Is it still relevant? And just take it question by question if I'm doing interviews. If I'm listening to me, I listen for it and listen for me taking tangents, listen for low-hanging fruit, listen for me saying, you know, listen for me saying, right. I say that one a lot. So is another one. That's another transition word for me. I'll be like, okay, and so, la, la, la. In some cases, I'll try to cut those out. In some cases, if you cut them out and it sounds edited, I will leave them in. Too much information and tangents. Now, the other thing I said here today, you always want to make yourself, and more importantly, your guest sound good. So I have a clip here from a client of mine who gave me permission to play this. And it's Dr. Amy Myers. And she was doing an interview. And I believe in this case, the guest was a little nervous. And this was the interview just starting off. I think they both might have been a little nervous. And so this is pretty low-hanging fruit here. And we're going to listen to this and then I'll play you the edited version. So she's talking to this guy about some products in the health field. Here we go.
Keys Care. It's a chemical-free beauty care line.
So here's an easy one to spot. I don't really mind these when I hear them, but it's this whole little mouth noise thing. Some people really go crazy with these. Those don't bug me, but on the other hand, they're very easy to see and very easy to remove, which is what I just did.
A chemical-free beauty care line.
So here again, pretty easy hanging fruit. Find my Here we go. So now we have...
It's a chemical-free beauty care line that we have in our office, and I love greatly. So, Bob, I love you...
So she had a weird little up greatly here, this thing.
Oh.
So get that out.
And
there.
I love greatly. So, Bob, I'd love you to just kind of tell us a little bit about...
Do we need the so? So here.
So...
Now, the one thing you want to do here is... She needed time to think of that. So I don't want to cut out all the space before she says Bob. So now it's...
And I love greatly. Bob, I'd love you to just kind of tell us a little...
I don't like that edit because I heard the beginning of so. And that's why normally I probably would have left that one in. Again, I go for the low-hanging fruit, not the stuff that I really... Because I'm zooming way in now. So I'm like, all right, let's see what that sounds like.
...line that we have in our office, and I love greatly. Bob... I'd love you to just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself.
So the question is, does that sound edited? Kind of. I might have, again, I probably would have left that little gulp in there.
I know that you originally started in the tech.
There's a low-hanging fruit.
In the tech world and not
I
really.
She actually says in twice there, so I could get that out. And see what that sounds like.
Originally started in the tech world and not really in the skincare line. So we'd love to hear a little.
Now, if I wanted to, she says in the scare line.
In the skincare line.
So I could technically take out the first one. And see if that sounds natural.
Tech world and not really in the skincare line. So we'd love to hear a little bit about your background and how you even got into this business in the first place.
Well, sure, Amy. It's great to hear your voice again and good to talk to you. Simplest way to...
So there you go. So we could come in here. And again, guy's probably a little nervous. And now we have...
Grace again, and good to talk to you. Simplest way to sort of give a little bit of an...
So he's got a bunch of little stammering there. So it's easy in some cases. And some of these you might want to leave.
Simplest way to sort of give a little bit of an overview of our product and our company is that back now...
So here we go. More low-hanging fruit. And you end up with...
Sort of give a little bit of an overview of our product and our company is that back now, about 12 years ago, my wife, Wendy, was diagnosed with...
So here's low-hanging fruit. See, here he has that into was, but I think in this one, I think I can get...
He was diagnosed with melanoma.
Yeah, I might want to go in. I could go in and maybe the shade left of that.
Wendy was diagnosed with melanoma. She was lucky that she...
So here's one that I may not cut out because there's an going into a sh. So if I look at that...
She was lucky that she caught it in time.
Question, does that sound edited? Let's go back and listen.
Wendy was diagnosed with melanoma. She was lucky that she caught it in time.
Not real happy with that one. And again, that's why if it's a low-hanging fruit, is this just out there?
Oh, she's been melanoma free since then. But
I could actually see that one coming up. I saw that in my gut to numb. So now I can...
Since then, but has had numerous...
So low-hanging fruit, you want to make your guest sound as good as you can. So in some cases, you may be listening to what your guest says to remove the ums and you knows. Because why? You want them to sound awesome so they will promote it. And this is where some people are like, again, I just want to hit record and throw it up and hey, man, it's podcasting. We just let it... We're keeping it real. Okay, I understand that thought. For me, I want my guests to sound good. I want me to sound good and smart and wonderful. And so I choose to go in and pick low-hanging fruit like that at about 1.78 speed. I also do things where I adjust the volume levels. Another one we should talk about is what happens if you talk over each other. Got a great example of this. Now, for this one, I'm playing you the original file. This is where I interviewed John Biscal from Online Marketing and Communications. You can find him at jauntismedia.com. And here again, you can't see each other many times over Skype. And I recommend you turn off your video just so that your computer can focus on recording the Skype. I record via software and I also use a backup recorder. And I have John in one speaker in my headphones, basically, and I'm in the other one. And so you'll hear where I ask a question. This is that kind of over answer situation. John's waiting to talk. I pause. John starts to talk. I think he needs more of a clear answer. So I start to talk and then I stop because he starts to answer. And we're basically stepping all over each other. Nothing being rude here. We're just trying to get a rhythm going. And so let's listen to what this sounds like. You'll hear me in one speaker and John in the other. Well, tell us a little bit about your company. How long have you been around and what you do? So you can see here, like John's trying to answer and I'm giving him more information. So what I can do here is come down and just mute John during that section and maybe shore up, because I have this thing here where I go, how long you been around and what you do? So I could just take out that space where John was saying something. And now we have a question of, well, tell us a little bit about your company. How long you been around and what you do?
Okay, well, like you said, my company's Jauntis Media, and...
And now nobody's stepping on anybody. That is one of the reasons why when people edit and they record, they're looking for either software or they're using mixers to make sure one person is in one speaker and the other person is in the other speaker, or headphone, I guess would be more accurate. So that is something else to listen to when you're stepping over each other. Now, just to peel back the entire curtain, I said that sometimes you get this over answer where... The person has finished the answer and you're trying to figure out what the answer is. And here's when I was interviewing John, I just was like, all right, well, you know what? I was so intent on listening to him because he had such great content that my brain just was like, yeah, I don't know what to do. So listen to this. This is where I have the fun part of editing. I'm too busy listening to think of my next question.
I have that. I interviewed Mitch Joel once and he was, you know, I think I said to you, it was harder than, I was more terrified than interviewing the Prime Minister of Sweden.
Okay, first things first, he got to interview the Prime Minister of Sweden. How cool is that?
You know, Mitch Joel, the marketer, he was terrifying. And I kept thinking, oh my God, what am I going to ask him?
So we all do that, by the way. So we're peeling back the curtain here today. And, but here, so I've kind of like, all right, because I think that's why I'm running out of, I'm like, I think we've covered everything I wanted to cover. Anything we should talk about that we haven't? So that's, I always think, not a bad idea. In some cases, you've given your guest, here's a target to hit. But in some cases, they might have a bullet that you didn't know that you could use. And you're like, oh man, that is a great answer. And so here, we finally kind of decide where we're going to go.
Maybe you could ask me, what, from a marketer's perspective, what could, you know, what can podcasters do to take their show to the next level, as it were?
How about to better engage their audience?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to ask you how long it takes you to do a show.
Okay.
Because So there you go. You can see, I look at my page and I'm like, oh yeah, ask him about how long it takes him to do a show because he does a good quality show. So just in case you ever, I thought about, am I really going to play this? Because that's a train wreck in a way. And I thought, you know what? People should see the fact that interviews especially don't always go super smooth. And even when if it's just you doing a solo, things don't go super smooth. Like I said, we're human and this is a way to kind of focus on the best part of your content and spotlight that, and things that needed a little tweaked. Well, you know what? You'll get it better next time. And so here, right in the middle, I'm like, edit point one. And then it was like, oh yeah, I'm going to ask you about how you produce your show. And let's talk about making engaging content. So there you go. That was an example of a train wreck. And like we said, interviewing is a skill. It takes a lot of practice. So just to review, do you have to edit? It's your choice. I choose to edit because I'm human, because I want to make sure that I don't get in the way of my content. And then I let my content shine. It's not distracting. I want to make sure if I have any interviews that those people sound the best I can make them sound, and that I sound the best way we can sound. And then more importantly, I never waste your time listening to content that is not relevant to whatever subject we're talking about. We want to talk about making sure that we're prepared. Want to make sure if we're doing interviews that our guest is prepared. And if we're not having guests, make sure we know what we're going to talk about. Have some bullet points at least to focus on. Also, we said here are some things to listen for when you're editing. Always listen through the ears of your audience. And then there are things like train wrecks, which are just obvious. Low-hanging fruit, those are the ums and you knows that are separate. So easy to take those out. If your guest ever answers no, if there's an over answer, or if they answer your question, but they don't, or they give you an answer, but they don't answer your question. Also, too much information in some cases, whether it's an over answer, but you've had people answer the question once or twice, or they're just giving you details that you don't need. You know, I do have a great example of that one. When I was talking with John about, it's a because of my podcast story, he had a professional photographer. When John talked about how his dog, unfortunately, was going to die soon, he had a professional photographer contact him and say, I would offer my services to take pictures of your dog while she can. So here's the original story.
She died January the 15th. And I mentioned that her cancer had come back. I think it was in November, December that I first started mentioning it. And
so that's an example, this clip right there. Nothing wrong with it, but not those details are not really needed for the story. And if I come back here, I know it started off with some low hanging. So now we have
she died January.
So we actually have two she's there. So let's see here. We have
she.
All right. Let's see what that sounds like.
She died January the 15th. And
so we don't need the first January. And again, this is how people talk. John is assembling his story as his brain is, you know, is in his mouth trying to get caught up.
She died January the 15th.
Okay, so we have a couple Januaries in here.
Died.
That's died. I thought I got it.
January.
There we go.
January the 15th. And I mentioned that her cancer had come back.
And there's another one. This is that talk where you start a conversation one direction and then you change it. I do this all the time.
I mentioned that.
So he said, I was. And then he said, I mentioned. Easy, low-hanging fruit. So we end up with...
She died January the 15th. And I mentioned that her cancer had come back. And Yannis...
I don't know if I can get this...
I mentioned that her cancer had come back. And Yannis Popoulidis, who is a really...
Perfect. So there's an example of nothing wrong with the information he gave me, but I don't need to know how long he told his audience. So I could pull that out, pull out some low-hanging ums and your nose, and you'll hear me do this all the time. I will start a sentence in one direction and then finish the sentence in another. And those are easy to spot, and it just makes the information clear and concise. And in the end, you end up with a more polished podcast. Now, I realize a lot of people are like, I would never do that. I don't have the time for that. I understand that. I'm just saying, how do you do that? And it starts with having a prepared guest, having you be prepared, and then here's what to listen for after you do the recording. Before we get out the door, I want to let you know that my next live webinar, my group coaching class, will be June 7th. That's like 2 weeks away. June 7th, that's a Saturday at noon. This session is titled Choosing the Right Podcast Equipment. So if you're ready to start podcasting, you've got a good idea, but you're not sure what to buy, look, you can skip this class and by all means, go spend $1,500 on equipment that you don't need, or you can spend a couple hours with me and make sure you get the right equipment that's going to provide the best sounding podcast that you can afford without having to remortgage your house. And again, it's June 7th. Choosing the right podcast equipment, go over to howtopodcast.com and you'll see the buy now button. Speaking of other things that I should remind you again, we talked about the podcast review show is having that sale. Just use SOP50. And speaking of coupons, this only applies to a membership at the School of Podcasting. Use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, when you click on the join now button out at the website, and that will get you a discount on your first month. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Hope you've have seen some things that you can do to either A, reduce the amount of editing you have to do by preparing your show, or B, what to look for when you do your editing. Now, if you're a person that's like, look, I don't want to do any editing. I just want to talk and hand it off to somebody. Please contact me. Go out to the website, schoolofpodcasting.com/contact, and we can talk about, I have different resources. In some cases, like I said today, I do this for some people. If this is something you're looking for, schoolofpodcasting.com/contact, and we can help you achieve pain-free podcasting. And that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, in the future, we're going to be talking about, is your podcast in alignment with your goals? We're also going to be reviewing some media hosts. Now, I've done this in the past, but so many people have been talking about SoundCloud, and I've been taking an in-depth look at it. So we're going to compare SoundCloud to Libsyn to Blueberry to Podbean. And we'll be talking about that in the future just to kind of review that topic. And anything else you would like to talk to, like today, I want to thank Joe Hicks from the Average Joe podcast. I'm sorry, Joe, I completely butchered your name. It's the Above Average Joe podcast. You can find that at theaboveaveragejoe.com. I want to thank John Biscoe from Jontus Media. I want to thank Mark from monkeyradio.info. I want to thank Eric K. Johnson, the podcast talent coach over at podcasttalentcoach.com. And many of those clips came from the podcast review show and Ask the Podcast Coach. And thanks to Jim Collison for being in on those as well. And I really look forward to working with you and helping you maximize the effectiveness of your content through editing, through technology, through better content, through better preparedness. And I hope to be working with you soon. Let me remind you that it is time to start living a life worth podcasting about. And until next week, class is dismissed. Take care. God bless. You can Just send it on in there. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. I also have a tab there. Would love to hear from you and look forward to talking with you. Don't forget, look at me. See, this would be an edit point just between you and me right here in my head. This is me peeling back the curtain. I just gave you about 37 calls to action. I've been giving you call to actions for about a minute now. It's ridiculous. Stop it, Dave.